Good morning. Our focus is still on the fruit of the Spirit found in Galatians 5, 22 to 23. I still want us to keep at the back of our minds the question, are we allowing the Holy Spirit to produce fruit in us? It is time we surrender to the Holy Spirit and live by Him. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. I'm reading from Galatians 5, 16 to 23. It reads, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. This is the word of the Lord. The fruit of the Spirit is the result of the Holy Spirit's presence in the life of a Christian. The Bible makes it clear that everyone receives the Holy Spirit the moment he or she believes in Jesus Christ. When we come to Christ, the Holy Spirit fills us and he begins to produce good fruit in us. He begins to work in us, sanctifying us and making us more like Jesus. As we pursue God and follow after Him with our whole hearts, the Holy Spirit continues to produce more and more good fruit in us. The fruit of the Holy Spirit is in direct contrast with the works, acts, or doings of the flesh. The flesh is used to refer to the sinful nature that is part of our fallen world, which includes the mind and the soul. Our sinful nature produces certain types of works or acts that reflect our nature, and the Holy Spirit produces a type of fruit that reflects His nature. The Christian life is a battle of the sinful nature against the new nature given by Christ. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17 says, If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, behold, all things have become new. It was Jesus who said in Luke 9:23, If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Now, our focus today is on peace, one of the aspects or attitudes of the fruit of the Spirit. Peace is tranquility in the soul. It is the experience of the Spirit-filled Christian. God is often identified as the God of peace, meaning that He in Himself is perfect peace. In God, there is no anxiety, no fear, no dread, no worry, and no doubt. There is perfect calm. He is in complete control, and He is the source of dispensing this calm. The epistles are replete with this greeting, Grace to you, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. To have peace, true peace, you can only get it from God. God expects us to live peacefully in the same way that He is peace. Hence, Jesus reminded us in Matthew 5 and verse 9, Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. In verse 44 of that same chapter, Jesus also says, Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. For many, this is a very hard thing to do and a very hard thing to ask. Today, it seems as if it is so easy to get in disputes, quarrels, rage, and unresolved conflicts. Also, it does seem as if there are persons who wake up every morning wishing to start a fight, wishing to get on someone's nerve, and willfully looking to start conflicts. And we have to draw the conclusion based on how some persons behave. There is too much evidence of people using anger, violence, and a lack of emotional intelligence to deal with their conflicts. Let us change the narrative. Let us change what seems to be the norm. Let us seek to work out our conflicts and try our very best to be at peace with all men. Through scripture, we understand that our sin nature is in rebellion against God. It is as if our sinful nature has declared war on God and His truth. Our heart's desire is to be separated from Him. No wonder scripture reminds us, there is none who seeks after God. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. But God, rich in his mercy and his love, sent his son Jesus, who is the Prince of Peace. Jesus came to bring about a full and abiding relationship of restoration and love. The cost of this peace was his life. Isaiah 53 verse 5 tells us, "But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed." The thing is, none of us can accept Jesus' offer of peace through our own will and power. Our sin nature does not want it. Only God can lead us to peace with Him. The Holy Spirit draws and leads us to want Jesus and His message. And once the Spirit draws us, we believe in Jesus, and then the peace comes. Romans 5 verse 1, "Since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." However, the fruit of the Spirit includes a peace that goes beyond that of salvation. It is sweet relationship. We have been reconciled to God. We have peace with God. And since we have peace with God, we experience peace in all the storms and trials of life. Now we can say with all assurance, God is my Father. God is my protector. Christ is my Lord. The Spirit of God is my instructor and my assurance and my security for the future. God will keep all of his promises. I am his child forever. Since there is peace with God, I now have the peace of God flooding my soul. 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 16, "Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace always in every way." So peace is another way to explain a different kind of emotion. It is that calm confidence that eliminates all fear, doubt, worry, and anxiety. This is based on trusting God's promises, God's power, and God's purpose. This is how we should live our lives, with perfect calm and peace. Philippians 4, 6-7, he says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Is someone listening today who desires the peace of God? Is there someone listening who longs for peace? And is there someone who needs to practice peace in that situation? Let me encourage you to give your life to Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Let me encourage you to come to God, the God of peace, who will keep you in perfect peace. Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers." Are you a peacemaker? Are you the source of peace? Is your own heart at peace all the time in any situation? Do you speak peace? And are you the one who brings peace? That is how we should be identified. And if you're walking in the Spirit, if you're filled with the Spirit, you will not cause trouble. You will not cause anxiety. You will bring peace. Romans 12 verse 18, "If possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men."